Okay, so John's Gospel, chapter 1, and beginning to read at verse 14. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness about him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks before me, because he was before me.' And from his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. The only God who is at the Father's side, he has made him known."
Good morning, everybody. Is my microphone on? Has it come on now? Great stuff. Okay, right, we're going to start off with an easy question. So easy that even some of the grown-ups might be able to answer it. Okay? What day is it today? Hands up, please. We're not a rabble. Hands up, please. Jamie. Sunday. Dead right. Very good. There's no catching you out. Anything we can add to the fact that it's Sunday? It's what? Tuesday. Well, not really, but it's a good answer. New Year's Day, did you say? It's New Year's Day, isn't it? It's New Year's Day. Now, some people find that very exciting. Some people think, great, a new year begins today. Fresh opportunities, a new start, a chance to do some things we always do, but do them differently. A chance to do some new things. A chance to, change this part of my life, to do better at work, to do better at school, to lose weight, to give up this, to take up that. Some people get really excited by a new year. Some people get really sad about the fact that it's a new year. They go, oh, another year, same old, same old. Another year, we've got to go through the cycle again, the three terms of school. We've got to go through winter and then spring and then summer, which doesn't really happen, and then autumn and then winter again. And oh, another year. And some people go, well, you know, the fact that it's New Year's Day means that it's 359 days until the next Christmas. New Year's Day. So some people are happy about that, excited. Some people are sad about that. And some people are just like, whatever. It's just another day. Just another new year. Not really bothered. And I think deep down, we all feel a little bit like that. Even those of us that are excited, we have a sneaking suspicion that those New Year's resolutions that we do make, they're going to be broken by the end of the week, if not the end of the month. And those that are sad, they're like, well, it's just another new year. I think deep down, lots of us feel a little bit like that. It's just another new year. But what I want us to see this morning is that because of Christmas, so you think Christmas has gone, but it hasn't. Because of Christmas, there is no such thing as just another new year. You see, what date is it today? Somebody put that in. What date is it? That's slightly different to what day is it. Yes, Ben. The 1st of January, 2012. The 1st of January, 2012. Who knows why it is 2012? Why 2012? The world wasn't created 2012 years ago. So why 2012? It's 2012 years since Jesus was born. Give or take a year or two. You know, what's a year or two between friends? 2012. We count the years the way that we do because of Christmas. We, if I can put it this way for the grown-ups, we navigate our way through time according to a way of looking at things that comes from Christmas. According to when Jesus was born. We root ourselves. We find where we are in time based on when Jesus was born. Based on Christmas. History turns on Jesus' birth. When Jesus was born, something happened that means the world and the universe was never the same again. And it never will be the same again. Because of Christmas, there is no such thing as another new year, as just another new year. That's going to appear on the screen. Now, to help us learn that, this is basically all that we're learning this morning. But to help us learn that, every time it appears on the screen, I want us to say it together, okay? So let's practice. 1, 2, 3. There's no such thing as just another new year. Not very good. Let's try again. 1, 2, 3. No such thing as just another new year. A bit better. I think we can do it better. A third time, though. 1, 2, 3.
There is no such thing
as just another new year. Great. Three reasons why there's no such thing as just another new year. Three reasons, all from that first verse that was read out, and they're all about God. They're all about God and Christmas. First word, first reason, human. Human. Our verse says, the Word became flesh. God, who made the world by speaking, that's why he's called the Word. He made the world by speaking. He became a human being. Just like you and I. He started out like a tiny little baby. Just like my newborn son Seth. Okay, he's not tiny. But you get the picture. A tiny little baby. The author wrote himself into the play. God became human. God, who is completely unlike you and me. You can't imagine anybody more unlike you than God. Became completely like us. Became a human. Some people think of God as very, very far away and very distant. And, oh, he's very difficult to know. And he's all high up in the sky. And he doesn't really bother with us and our tiny little lives because he's so big. And he's so far away. He's like some eternal security guard watching us on heavenly CCTV. But not really somebody that we can relate to. Well, not so. In Jesus, God came and lived a human life. Just like the one we're all living now. He knew sadness and happiness. He knew friendship and betrayal. He knew sickness and sorrow and suffering. He knew heartbreak. He knew what it was like to get thirsty. Or to feel hunger. All those things. Just think about it. All sorts of things are going to happen to you this year. Excuse me. All sorts of things are going to happen to you this year. People in this room. I wonder if some of the things you were hoping and praying for earlier on were, well, I hope this doesn't happen. Or I hope this turns out well, because at the moment it doesn't look good. Or I really hope this continues to go well. Well, it's very important for us to remember. Thank you. That's great. Thank you very much. Very important for us to remember that Christmas tells us, New Year tells us, the date, the 1st of January 2012, tells us that we have a God who understands everything that you're going to face this year. Everything. And he understands it by experience. God became human. The Bible says more than that, though. He didn't just do it so he could understand us, so he could be more relatable to us. The Bible makes it much clearer than that. It says he became like us so that we could become like him. Sons of God. Adopted into his family. He came and entered the human family so that human beings can be adopted into his family. So I hope you can all agree. It's on the screen. There's no such thing as just another new year. Second reason, second word. Home. home. Listen to what the verse says again. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. For the adults, literally, he came and set up his tent among us. Pitched his tent. God the Creator became a human being and came down here to live with us all. He came to set up camp. He came to set up a home. He didn't just want to say, "Hi, I'm here." He actually wanted to come and live with us. To live like in a family, like in a marriage. To live like as part of a family. To be like the best of friends. To be like a marriage, to be like a family. Now, God the Word is so big that the universe can't fit him in. He really is that big. All the galaxies added together aren't a big enough house for him. And yet, in an amazing way that we can't fully understand, it's almost like he was able to shrink himself to come and set up home here with us. He's bigger than the whole universe, and yet he comes to set up home with us, to live with us, like friends, like family, like a marriage. And he came to set up a home forever. We call today the 1st of January 2012 to remind us that some 2012 years ago, God came to set up house with human beings. He came to live with us. And he can live with you in your life now if you want. And you can live with him forever in his house if you want. So I'm sure we can all agree. There's no such thing as just another new year. See, some people think that God is hiding. God's kind of playing this game of hide and seek with us. It's like he's hiding, and if we want to know what he's like, and we want to find him, and we want to be friends with him, we've got to do all the searching. We've got to do all the reaching out. We've got to do all the work. We've got to work hard, like climbing a ladder, to impress him. Or we've got to go looking for him to find him. We've got to do the reaching out. But what this verse is telling us is that it's not like that at all. See, our third word is here. That's what Christmas tells us. That's what the date of the new year tells us. Human, home, and here. He's available. God made himself available. He came as a human. He came to set up his home. He isn't hiding. He's here. He's available to us. He wants to know us. He wants to be in our lives. And that's underlined by two words that are in that verse. I want you to notice them. I've just underlined them there. It says that Jesus was full of grace and truth. And they're both words that say that God is available. He's here. He's the one reaching out to us. Grace and truth. Grace, that is, he's kind and loving even though we don't deserve it. He wants to be kind to us and show us his favor and bless us, even though we completely don't deserve it. And truth, you see, we can't figure out what God is like for ourselves by just thinking it through. He has to tell us. And in Jesus, he has told us. Grace and truth. God is available. Grace and truth. God made flesh. God become human. God saying, "Here I am." God doing all the reaching out to us. Today's the 1st of January, 2012. Roughly 2012 years ago, God reached out to us. He isn't hiding. So one last time, I'm sure we can all agree. There's no such thing as just another new year. This is the year of our Lord, 2012. Another year when you can get to know God for yourself. Another year when God is reaching out and reaching down to us and to other people around us. So let's pray. Spend a moment in quiet. Just think about how this very simple fact, because of Christmas, there's no such thing as just another new year. How that relates to the things you were hoping and praying for earlier on. I'm going to pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for sending us your Son, the Word made flesh, God as a human, the author entering his own play, come to be like us so that we can be like him, come to set up home forever. So help us, we pray, help us to live this coming year as your children. Help us to enjoy knowing you through Jesus as our Father. Help us to turn away from what displeases you and saddens you and to chase after what pleases you and delights you. And thank you that through Jesus you have come so close. You've made yourself available to us, and not just us, but to the whole world. Your arms are stretched out. You're here, you're with us, and you're for us. Father, we pray, help us to take that promise into the year ahead with us. And in Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen. There's a prayer on the screen, and it's the Christian family prayer. What an appropriate prayer for the start of the year, to pray your kingdom come. Let's say this prayer together. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.